News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Carl Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, and we're on our go. We have a lot to do today. We have, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Second Amendment today. And we're going to talk a lot, you know, to Patrick Jones, who is the chairman of the Gun Owners of California, and Sam Paredes, who is the president of Gun Owners of California. It's going to be a little bit different show, though, because there's been a lot of questions asked, and I want to throw these questions out to the leaders of these organizations. And I want them to address questions, you know, that have been published in papers, published in the media, and all this. So that's going to happen today. We're also going to discuss a number of different things that have happened around here and the country in the first half hour before we get started on that. But it's 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Boo. And let's see, there's a couple other people rolling through there. And as we always do, Monday through Friday at this time, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Josh Wiley, good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Markets are higher across the board this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 138 points at 13,999, while the NASDAQ is up 27 at 3,169, and the S&P 500 is up 13 at 1,511. Oil's down 81 cents at $96.70 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.15%. Gold's up $16.70 this morning at $1,678, while silver's up 64 cents at $32 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's up 30 cents at $37.54, Bank of America is up 3 nickels at $11.48, while Verizon is up $1.04 at $44.65. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. You want to know what's going on with Wall Street? Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Great people down there, our Wells Fargo Advisors. Stop by and Park Marina Drive at their office. Stop by, say hello, get a cup of coffee, find out what's going on. Okay, Bad Bob is still down. All right, and for those who think that I have beat him with a club, he probably wishes I had, because he is still.
It was even less painful.
He is still in the throes of toothache. And, you know, thing is, I understand they opened his, he has an infection, they opened his gums up and all that. Anyway, I told him, you know, stop eating that stuff, you know, and eat carrots and celery. It's good for you. He's probably not listening right now, so I hope you feel better, Bob. So just Bob's here, and give us the weather.
Good morning, Carl. We are looking for sunshine and a high of 68 degrees today for Redding. Mostly clear skies continuing through the weekend. A low of 38 tonight with highs of 67 on Saturday and 70 degrees on Sunday. 41 degrees currently in downtown Redding.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They have music this weekend, brunches, great, great evening dinners, and of course great brunches and lunches today. Horseback riding, sporting clays. It's just a great place to visit. The ambiance out there and the service is wonderful. That's Anselmo Vineyards, just a short ride out of Palisadro. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to start off with, I'm going to be a minority. I need to talk about this. You know, I've been a minority in a couple places, but never did I think I was going to be a minority right up here in Northern California. So here I go. But well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a couple of the things that have happened in the news, both nationally and locally. And then we're going to kick off on our Second Amendment Day. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale, going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Linda's last day. She'll be back Monday with me. Yay! Hey, our numbers here are 530-605-4567. Hey, the latest came out is that in 2014, middle of 2014, I will be officially a minority in California. I will be a white male. After, you know, it is the Hispanic population at that point in mid, this is what's projected, in mid-2014 will become the most numerous. Now, I don't know if that means, are they counting all the Hispanics? Are they counting illegals? I mean, how many illegals are in the state of California? If you didn't count them, would those numbers still be the same? How many illegals do we think we have in the state? A million? 2 million? I'm not sure. But the thing is that officially. Now, I've been minority before. I've lived in other countries and been a minority. I think I was already a minority. I think I've been practicing for this. You know, I pay income taxes. I've got a graduate degree. No arrest. No parking tickets. No jaywalking tickets. So I'm a minority there, too, I believe. But isn't that interesting? And they say by the year, in 20 years from now, that will be the white population will be at, I don't know, does that sound bad, white population? I think Caucasian population will be at like 40%. Of course, then the numbers after it goes Hispanics, whites, Asians, like that. Anyway, another California death row inmate died. Another one gone. Died of natural causes, it appears. Been on death row since 1982 for rape and attempted murder. He took the girls.
The government wants to get...
He took the girls. You know, you've got two things to do here so far. Anyway, and took the girls, raped them, and then shot them in the back trying to kill them. So he was sentenced to death in 1982. And he died of natural causes. It seems to be that, I don't know when was the last time. They've all died of natural causes, it seems like, for the last 20 years. Iran. Let's talk about Iran. Iran has speeded up its nuclear program. How about that? That's the same day as the chief of staffs of all services got together and said if that sequestration happens, that 800,000 workers in DOD would be laid off, planes wouldn't fly, and ships don't sail. This is the same time that the Iranians announced they're speeding up the nuclear program. We're talking about not being able to put our people out in the field. Is there something wrong with this? Has anybody seen anything wrong with this? And here's going to be the one that is my favorite. James Pratt today was sentenced to 1 year in jail for manslaughter. He killed a woman with an assault rifle in 2001 while under the influence of marijuana and opiates. He pled no contest to manslaughter and was sentenced to 1 year in jail. Patrick Jones just walked in. Did you hear what I just said? I know you just walked in.
I heard
James Pratt, 32, killed 52-year-old woman who was out picking blackberry. He killed her with an assault weapon in 2011 while under the influence of marijuana and opiates. He pled no contest and was sentenced to a year in jail.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
An assault weapon. The assault weapon in this case, of course, was a car. But if it had been a rifle, an assault rifle, do you think that he would have gotten a year in jail?
Well, I don't know, but it's obvious that an assault took place. And, you know, we can define guns and we can demonize guns, but the bottom line is that when somebody does a criminal act, they need to be responsible for it. And clearly in that case, the punishment didn't fit the crime.
You know, this is something that really, this should irritate you, my friends. Anybody that's out there, this should really irritate you. This woman was out picking blackberries. This guy drove off the road.
Carl, we're going to need to ban blackberries. That's what we need to do. All berries. In fact, all berries should be banned at this point.
The blackberries didn't kill her. The assault weapon this guy was driving killed her. You know what? People are going to, I'm not making fun of it. Here's a guy that was on marijuana and opiates. Now, you know, the opiates being, if they were prescribed or not, I don't care. But he's driving under the influence. He drove off the road. He hit her. She was a foot on the roadway. You know, and you know what? Maybe if I saw a car coming at me, I might have tried to get out of the way, and I went, you know, toward the roadway to try and get away. He comes back, and he kills her. A year? Now, for good behavior, he gets out in 6 months for killing a woman. If he had used a rifle, it would have been it had been 10 years? Because it was a crime committed using a weapon like that?
Well, and you know, it just goes to show that, you know, and I think people are tired and they're upset. They don't feel that justice is being done. I had a friend 20 years ago that was killed here inside the city limits of Redding, or just outside the city limits of Redding, but certainly here in Shasta County. And the murderers got about 6 years. The family was super upset. You know, their husband and their father was killed, was murdered, and they got only a small amount of time. And, and they just have to live with that. There's nothing really they can do about that. But the system isn't right, and people would like to see justice.
Why my previous story had the guy that was on death row since 1982 died of natural causes after raping two girls and then shooting them in the back, trying to kill them. He died on death row because there is no such thing as death row really anymore.
But as you know, Carl, we live in California, and California is not one of the states that wants to take a good proactive measure on criminal behavior and then have an appropriate amount of incarceration that fits the crime. We've seen that time and time again. And in fact, in California, they're letting, you know, with 109 realignment, they're letting criminals out on our streets, and then all the cities and counties have to deal with these problems. It's an incredible situation, and people are tired of it, and they're upset, And
well, what are they doing about it?
Well, a lot of them are arming themselves lately.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. You know, we're going to start. I mean, you're just going to pull you in as a co-host today now because I want to talk about a number of things. But I'm going to ask some questions that have come up in various articles, and you know that I need you to address a number of people killed with rifles and pistols. You know, those kind of things. You know, why do people need this? Why do people need that? I think it's somebody between you and Sam Paredes, you should be able to answer these questions.
Well, and
but after the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Loaves and Fishes Redding is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Redding community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Redding is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Redding is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee with anything you want in the coffee. You know, like, a, you know, lattes,
I don't think anything.
Extra shots and things like that.
I don't think you can get just anything.
Okay, not just anything. I'm just listening to the music. It just goes on and on. So I concentrate on the music.
All right. Okay.
Veterans get discounts and walk next door and at the tobacco side of it, and the best prices for tobacco products in town. They will meet or beat any prices for tobacco products in the city. And Joe and Shelley have done so much to support this community. You know, community rooms, events, you know, they've just done things that you'll never know about because that's the way they are.
I've used that room, Carl, tons of times. In fact, I think I've used their community room more than any other room in town.
Well, you know, their community room they use, you know, and it's open to anybody. And they don't charge, but you can make donations for it. But anywhere from, you know, AA is in there, has meetings to, you know, political meetings, but to,
Vets. I haven't been to that meeting.
Yeah, with AM Vets, American Veterans, the VFW, you know, it's all types of veteran meetings in there too. I mean, they just do things for our community that I just wish more people knew about. All right. Our guest, host here is, our co-guest host is Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman. I'm going to cycle all of you through here if I can. And so we can get, I want to get every viewpoint because not all of y'all agree from what I understand, what I've read in the paper.
There is some differences.
Some differences here. I was going to have Missy the other day, but Missy got hung up on some things. So it was, have her first and I'll have you. Now let's talk about, we've got like 4 minutes here. Let's talk about the city. Rob Pelletti had a town hall meeting with over 300 people in there, stuffed in there.
I was there.
You were there.
He did great.
You know what? The things he said were things he says on this radio show every time he's on and other times he comes on is the fact that the crime rate that was just soaring, property crime, it's still up. But it seems like it's leveled off and he's even going down.
Well, he's identified. He's very good with crime statistics and we're going to try to help him more in that area. His computer programs and the things that he has are pretty old and antiquated and we are going to improve that area. I'm working on a plan now to get better staffing to get some of our CSOs back. So I'm working on that now. I've mentioned it before.
That's a huge thing.
And we're working on that. And so hopefully here in this month, February, if the budget improves a little bit, we'll be able to help in that area. But the chief here in this case right now, he's identified through statistics and through his experience, and through the department's experience, they've identified problems and they've addressed those problems and they're starting to see some improvements in some of these areas. And, you know, I can't think of a better guy for the job. I'm very happy with our new chief. He's not even been on the job, I think, for about a year now. And he has really demonstrated that he has the correct type of leadership to direct this city in tough times. And he's come from an area that's obviously much higher in crime than we are. And so he's using some techniques that he's learned over his career here in Reading. And it's aggressive. It's upbeat. And I think it's positive. And I think people are reacting positively
to
it.
Well, you know, I'd like to see, and he's seen this before, I'm sure, that, you know, and we had this stuff years ago, where projection of where things are going to happen, you know, through analysis and through, and a lot of it's just number crunching that a computer software can do, but also it's an analyst there that takes a look at it, takes what's being fed in, daily, and makes it almost, you know, as we've already talked about around here, is putting it into a fusion center, the information, so it goes right out to the police. And it seems to me is that we could have, you know, if we got the county and the city in this and, you know, the state to feed stuff in there, is that it gives that look that, you know, you can go up and bring it up on a computer screen. The city council could or, you know, the police could and say, you know, we've got an emphasis, you know, we've got a number of incidents happening here at this time on these dates, you know, and then now you can start making an analysis to put people over there. It seems like he knows that, but we just need the software and the people to make it work.
Well, and that's part of the reason why he had the town hall meeting just this week, was to let people know what we can do. And there's certainly some things, and through the statistics, he can clearly see high levels of crime in certain areas that the public has a great deal to do with that and to help. And you know, he talked about having motion detectors and lights and having a dog and not leaving things in your car. We're all guilty of that, but that invites crime. And so, you know, the other thing I like about Chief Pelletti is that he's very open. He's very approachable. If you have a problem, he'll talk to you about it, or he'll certainly get you into touch with one of our sergeants or captains. And, you know, it's very refreshing to see a chief that's very open, that works with the public. And, you know, I think he's going to do a great job here.
I agree 100%, Peg. I didn't mean to speak over on you, but we're getting ready to take a break here. The part is he says he's not sure if the crime's really gone down or people just listening now and they're not putting their packages. Women are not leaving purses, other things like this around in their cars, or people are doing this. And if that's the case, it's working. The other thing, we get back and we'll talk about this just a minute, is neighborhood crime watches, getting together. We've done that in our neighborhood. And so we're kind of watching each other's back. We'll be right back after these messages. City Councilman Patrick Jones is my guest co-host, but we're going to be talking Second Amendment. We're going to be talking some more what's happening with the city when we get back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are posting gains after an upbeat jobs report for January. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow just hit 14,000. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are also up, both less than 1%. U.S. employers added a lower-than-expected 157,000 jobs in January, but hiring was stronger over the past 2 years than previously thought. The unemployment rate rose to 7.9% from 7.8% in December. The private sector added 166,000 jobs, and the manufacturing sector added 4,000, while the government cut 9,000. Job gains in December were revised higher to 196,000. And the major automakers are releasing sales figures for January. Ford Motors says sales jumped 22%, its best January since 2006, beating the 18% estimate. Chrysler says sales rose 16% last month compared to a year ago. That's its strongest January performance in 5 years, but that still fell short of the estimate for 18%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Have you tried SnoreBreak? It's simple. Place one SnoreBreak liner under your pillowcase before bed. Each SnoreBreak liner is infused with natural essential oils that guarantee a real difference. SnoreBreak is soft and virtually undetectable. Get your risk-free trial of SnoreBreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-467-7940. That's 1-800-467-7940. Call 1-800-467-7940.
Paul Surgeon Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. Nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Linda's last day. She'll be back on Monday with me. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest co-host today is Patrick Jones, a vice mayor of Reading in the city council. Why why does our police station, the police in our police station, living in a place that has water coolers that catch on fire, that has the ceilings that fall in, that just is just, you know, it's probably got mold growing, and it's haunted. How come they're still living in a piece of crap like this?
It is substandard, to say the least. And everyone,
it would have to get better to get substandard. you could not put prisoners in there.
Oh, true. True, absolutely. Everybody knows that our police facility needed to be replaced probably as at least 10 years ago. And it's one of the reasons why I started going to council meetings back in 2002 and ran for council in 2002 was because we were putting beautification projects over infrastructure projects. And the police facility did need to be done. It still needs to be done. The problem today is that once you're paying for glass bridges and ball fields and soccer fields and other types of beautification, and then you hit a global recession, today we have a very difficult time to take out any more bond debt to really build a new public safety building. Now, when you build one of these buildings, it's not just a normal building. It has essential service standards, which are some of the highest in the state, and it's a very expensive building. And you can't just take any building around town and even retrofit it. It's difficult and not impossible, but there's costs associated with it. So what about
putting them into the city hall?
Well, the city management has made that recommendation to council, and they are moving forward with that.
What do you think of that?
I'm concerned with that.
Okay.
Two reasons. First, we're moving our electric utility out of city hall with no discussion. I brought this up in open session, that we're moving the utility out, and we brought the utility into city hall to solve a few problems, and apparently we've forgotten about those problems, and so now we're going to move them out of city hall, and I think it could be very.
Where are they going to?
Well, it's unknown.
Oh.
It's not known. It has not been discussed. That's a severe problem. If you're going to move a group out of city hall, especially the electric utility, it needs to be thoroughly talked about and discussed, and they did nothing. Secondly, we need to identify, before we make a decision, we need to identify how we're going to pay for it. And this has come up a couple times with the police facility in that we've never been able to identify how we're going to pay for it. But we move forward anyways, and all it does is ends up costing us money. And in the end, we knew better that, you know, when you're going to talk about a $10 or $20 million building, the bond debt on that is just something the city is going to have a very difficult time, on top of all the other debt that we have. I believe it's not appropriate to add considerable millions of dollars to our debt. We have a tremendous amount of debt today. You would have to assume that the economy was going to improve here very soon to pay for that debt service. I'm not ready to make that assumption.
And, are you ready to raise taxes yet?
No, I will not. We're already taxed too much. It's how we're spending those taxes. I believe, and I don't speak for the entire council on this, certainly, but for myself.
No, it's usually 3-2 on this. Or it used
often
to be 2-3,
one.
And sometimes 4-1. Yeah, I've noticed there's been a lot of 4-1s.
But we've made mistakes, Carl. We put beautification projects ahead of public safety, and it was wrong. And it was why I was elected, to try to solve some of those problems. And we have definitely curtailed the beautification projects. You haven't seen any new ball fields. You haven't seen any new glass bridges. You haven't seen any of those things, but they've come at a high cost to the city. And we pay that debt service today. For example, a project that was approved just before I got on council, and I did not approve it then or now, was the soccer fields. It's a great amenity to the city, but that was a $10 million bond. We didn't have that money. And it's underperforming. It's underwater, as most things are under this tough economy. But that we're going to pay that debt service off for the next roughly 20 plus years. It'll cost us over $20 million to get that paid off, to have it now. Well, there's your police facility right there. And that was a wrong decision.
Okay. Well, so then I hopefully we can take a look at the county and the city. Is that your first priority is public safety, and the second one's infrastructure then? Everything after that is?
It's secondary, and it's true. Public safety needs to come first. But today, you have to take a look at what we have today and then how to manage moving forward. And I think the council as a whole has done a pretty good job. I'm not taking on some of the new beautification projects. The question is, are we going to be able to tackle a new police facility?
We've got
today?
To take a break here. This is what I want to, this is what I'd like to do is because this is a big question is, after you come back from the break, I'd like you to address what the council and the staff have done to put together a plan for us to move forward with that. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Haleakala Ranch, Curtis and Elizabeth Wisehon, Florence Huggerford, and Lane Larson.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway. Away.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out, scoop. All gone, like it never happened.
Huh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. This is what happens when you run back and forth across the studio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 today. Today from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mount Shasta Mall is going to be Bonham's Consignment. Consignments are going to come here and they're going to do the appraisals of all those great things you've been keeping in your attics and, you know, in the back, you know, backyards and all this. They're going to do it for free. However, there will be a $5 per item or five items for $20 tickets you have to buy, and all of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, will benefit the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Center. So these guys, they were on Linda's show last night, and he talks about things that, you know, you think, oh, I need to have, you know, stuff that's hundreds of years old to be worth stuff and be worth money. He said, no. If you have a first edition of Harry Potter, you know, one of the first books written, a first edition that cost you like $30, is worth thousands today. So.
Not to me.
Not to you, because do you even know who Harry Potter is?
I do.
Okay. today. I'm just wondering. Hey, by the way, my guest co-host today is Patrick Jones.
One man's junk is another man's treasure.
Well, it is, but they're going to do that today from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it'll kind of get there early because they have huge lines going out there. And it sounded like they're going to have a good time. And, oh, by the way, did you know that Northern California up here, this is famous for very valuable Chinese art?
Interesting.
And antiques from here? If you think about it, you know, there's a big Chinese community around
That's
here.
True.
But he said Northern California is famous for that. All right. Let's get back to what's the plan for the police station?
City staff has introduced a plan to move the utility out of City Hall, have the police administration come into City Hall, and then for patrol have a freestanding, smaller building along City Hall, alongside City Hall. The estimated cost for that freestanding building is somewhere in the $6 to $10 million range. So that's the plan. So city does have a plan to move the police facility from their current location over to 777 West Cypress Avenue, right along inside City Hall and next to City Hall. My question is, and my concern in this, and I don't have any problem with moving the police inside City Hall, but building a new freestanding building to meet essential service upgrade standards, how are we going to pay for it with the looming debt that we currently already have? That is the question. It needs to be discussed and answered today before we move forward with the plan. It'll only cost us more down the road if we can't afford it. Then we had this mysterious $2 million savings from Stillwater appear out of nowhere.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. But it appeared, and staff was not very forthright, I believe. And again, I speak for myself, but this hadn't been discussed. It obviously came up when money was needed, and that type of information concerns me when that should have been public information all along. And to me, again, when you have $2 million sitting there, you pay your debt down. That came from Stillwater, where we have a considerable amount of debt. And that needs to be, if it was unused, then pay that debt down. It's not free money. It has debt service on it. But I believe staff intends to use it for the police facility. A lot of concerns here, Carl, and I'm not sure that
$10 million is, where is that going? You know, I mean, it just puts us deeper in debt. How deep is our debt right now, by the way?
You know, we've been, yes, it is.
Millions and millions?
It's hundreds
of millions.
Hundreds of millions. So to me, that is not a small, and for me, I have a fiduciary responsibility to see that our debt is reduced. That obviously we're not going to clear it up overnight, but I need to start seeing that number go down, and that is not what's happening. Those numbers are increasing because we don't have the policies in place today or the decisions made to reduce these unfunded liabilities. And we're working on that today. We do have one new council member, and I believe we're going to be making progress on that over the next couple years. This is not a reflection of the quality of our workers, because I can tell you within the police department, we have the best police officers that anyone could have. And Chief Paletti has reiterated that as well, that when it comes to the quality of our personnel throughout the whole city, they're excellent. But we have a fiduciary responsibility as council members to manage this budget. And I think we're failing, Carl. I don't think we're doing, in my opinion, we should be leaving this city when we leave our term of office. We should be leaving it better than the way we found it.
And you should always do that.
And I don't think that's happening. You know, I don't think that's happening. Taking on more debt, we absolutely need a new police facility. But we've got to do it wisely, and we've got to do it within our means. And we've just simply spent too much money in the last decade based on a high economy, based on actuaries that didn't come true. And it's costing us today.
And it's still costing us because, you know, that they think they're going to be making more money in the CalPERS, and they're not, so we get hit with millions of dollars. Just to comment on our chat room, a woman, one of our longtime listeners and chatters, Sunny, worked for the police department in 1985. They didn't have a desk for her then, and she had to go to a bank and sit in there. That was her desk in a nearby bank. This is not, you know, I mean, this has been going on a long time.
It's gone on to a long time, to the point where staff is and council is very motivated to build a new facility. The question is, how are you going to pay for it after a severe global recession and debt that continues to climb? And that's a real challenge, and I'm not sure how we're going to do it. I pushed hard, and this council has worked hard over the last 4 or 5 years to try to come up with a new way. I've looked at retrofitting different buildings. I've looked at it for years, and I felt that we had a few options that would work.
If it comes down to the fact that everybody, I mean, really puts their head together on this, and you find out is that, you know what? but the way it is right now, there's just no way we can do it. There's just no spare money. We can't transfer funds. We're going to stay at kind of this flat line in our economy here for the next 3 or 4 years at least. Housing values are going to be down. I mean, the whole thing that we're in right now, isn't there, is there a time for a raise, a TOT or something, a raise in taxes that sunset from the day it's built?
I won't support it, Carl. We have over $300 million of tax revenue coming into the city each and every year. It's how we spend it, which is where the problem is and what our priorities are. And we need, I believe, and I've said this, you know, for a long time, we need a culture change at City Hall. We need to get our priorities correct. Beautification over infrastructure.
But there's no beautification going on now, is there?
There isn't, and there hasn't been.
Well,
but the damage has been done.
But what I'm trying to say, you know, Patrick, I agree with you. I agree that, we have got to get to basics. But at some point, if we've gotten down to basics, we're bare bones, but you're saying we're not there yet.
No, we have accumulated a certain amount of debt, and those numbers are not decreasing. And so it would be just like in your own personal life. Do you take on a very much needed project? Your roof is leaking. I mean, that's a severe problem. The police facility roof is leaking.
It sure is.
And yet you have mortgages and debt that is costing you more money than you're taking in. Do you put that new roof on? That is a similar analogy in that, do you take on more debt when you can't pay for the debt that you have today, that you've made promises you can't keep? That's a tough problem.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Our guest co-host is Patrick Jones, Reading Vice Mayor.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Vistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Well, I was kind of waiting for that. Okay, that's all right. Just Bob and I, we haven't got our sync. We're not synced quite yet because he doesn't usually do this. You know, it's Bad Bob that does it. Just Bob doing a great job. All right. You are. You're doing a great job. Just, it's, you know, we're not syncing right away because I'm used to that one. I just start yelling and all this. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster guarantees what other shops don't. It's a little chip up to 24 inches in length. He can fix it. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. He's located at 3280 Market Street. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, what, 4 years ago? And you can't even see it. I mean, that's pretty good. Hey, my guest co-host today is Patrick Jones, Vice Mayor. And, you know, usually it's because we talk to other people, but, you know, this is the first chance we had a chance to talk in a while. Chat.
Yes.
Okay. There's an onion grower in my chat room says, why don't we just sell REU to PG&E? Take all that money and then we build new police stations. We pay this off. We pay that off.
Very, very true. First, we could. It's a very valuable asset worth probably hundreds of millions of dollars. And that would, go right into the city's general fund and we could have a new police facility and pay off a lot of debt and do a lot of
hire new policemen, new firemen,
do a lot of great things.
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty good. Unfortunately, I could never support that. We have a publicly owned utility. It belongs to 90,000 people and they have the control through electing their city council members who serve the utility as well. And that kind of control keeps our rates considerably lower than what you would see with PG&E. And I think the long-term cost to our residents and to our ratepayers would pale into the short-term gain that we would get from selling the utility today. So while it might seem inviting because you'd have a...
Have they ever offered?
I don't think we've ever entertained such talk because really this is a decision that would be made by the public. This is a publicly owned utility.
So it'd have to be a vote.
Well, it should be a vote.
What if there was? let's not even get this one started. That's right. You know what? But you know what? We talk about they would have, you know, the rates are higher and people argue different things about this, but the rates are higher. I mean, we know that, but our rates are going up 7% every year. No matter what you do.
Well, and I haven't agreed with the last rate increase, and I'm not going to agree most likely with the rate increase coming up. We have a public hearing coming up at the very next council meeting where people will get to come forward and ask why do we need this rate increase. Now, I believe today is the time to call on our reserves. And our reserves, part of what those reserves are for is for rate stabilization. And this is a time that we need to call upon those reserves. We have around $30 million in a REU reserves for just this purpose. I'd like to see zero rate increase for this year. I think that's what I'm going to support. I would certainly listen to the public as they come forward. Not very many people will usually come forward and say, you know, they appreciate and want a rate increase. No one wants a rate increase. Cost of providing electricity in California is on the rise, and there are things outside of our control that we cannot help. But right now, let's use the reserves, stabilize the rates.
Okay. I got one quick question before we have to go break. Impact on the fact that Turtle Bay has stopped construction of the hotel, impact on the city.
Well, and it's not just them, it highlights an area of concern that we have tried to address in the past. I think we will attempt to address it in the future, in the near future. But it costs a lot of people a considerable amount of money to the point where projects don't move forward. And that's why it needs to be addressed. The issue of prevailing wage inside the city limits should be discussed in a town hall forum, just like Chief Paletti had, and let the public weigh in on it. We know how the unions feel.
Well, we know how the state feels because the first time they ruled it was, hey, it's not prevailing wage. The second time it was prevailing wage. But the prevailing wage, if I understand right from what I learned yesterday, is for San Francisco.
Well, and Carl, I believe and I will support a prevailing wage, but based on our local economy.
There you go. I mean, if it's based on, I understand that, but if it's based on San Francisco, which is not really this, we don't really have the economy they have.
That is correct. And it's a wrong baseline. We do need a prevailing wage.
Is there a way of changing that? I've only got 5 seconds.
Yes, there is.
There is a way.
There is a way.
Okay. You know what? We got to take a break here. We're going to come back. There's a million things I could ask, but we need to get into the Second Amendment. There are so many things going on in the state of California. We need to address that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Today is the day on Wall Street. The Dow crossing 14,000 for the first time since October of 2007. Though it quickly dipped back below 14K, the rally continues, fueled in part by the jobs report. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the unemployment rate did tick up to 7.9%, but 157,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, and hiring last year was better than first thought. The Labor Department revising upwards job creation figures from the final months of 2012, and employment over the last 2 years also revised upwards. The average monthly job gain, estimated at 180,000, higher than earlier reports suggested. Big gains made in construction on the heels of a home building rebound, Lisa.
And Jared, the White House says the report shows the economy continues to heal, the jobs report that is. Republicans say growth would be better if not for the president's policies. And again, on Wall Street, the Dow has been at times crossing 14K, up right now 142 points. A bomber targets the U.S. Embassy in Turkey, only getting as far as the gatehouse that serves as a security checkpoint. The bomber and a security guard dead. The bomber not an Islamic extremist, instead tied to a Marxist group. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
On a visit to Berlin, Germany, Vice President Biden briefly addressed the apparent suicide bomber attack.
I don't have much detail, but was characterized by our embassy as a terrorist attack on our embassy in Ankara.
The State Department confirmed an explosion they identify as a terrorist attack. The department says it's working with the Turkish National Police to assess the damage and casualties and to begin an investigation. Lisa?
Mike, three more Americans convicted in absentia in Italy, including a former CIA station chief, in connection with the program transporting terror suspects to secret CIA prisons. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When I say Charles Schulz, you picture the creator of the Peanuts comic strip. For decades, this gentle cartoonist brightened our lives with his wit and wisdom. When Charles retired, Peanuts appeared across the world in more than 2,600 newspapers. But where Charles ended up is less to my point than how he started. His love of comics and drawing began with a Sunday morning ritual of reading the funnies with his dad, two people sharing a paper and some laughs. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge. To do what you love with the people you love is a sure means to nurture future success. What happens at home rarely stays at home in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
February 1st already, that means auto sales are rolling in. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
And it's good news. Ford sales rose 22% in January compared to a year earlier. Ford VP Ken Zube says it's due to F-Series trucks, the new Fusion midsize sedan, and the new Escape SUV.
Ford Motor Company had a strong start to the year, their best January sales month since 2006.
Chrysler and GM rose 16% compared to a year earlier. Chrysler says it was its best January in 5 years. GM says Silverado trucks posted double-digit gains, a sign that businesses are replacing old trucks. Lisa?
Jennifer, a day of remembrance for NASA marking 10 years since the Columbia disaster.
And Columbia, Houston, we see your tire pressure messages, and we did not copy your last.
The shuttle broke apart on reentry, killing all 7 astronauts on board. When the Super Bowl is over, the coaches will still be brothers. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter is live in New Orleans.
And Lisa, the first brothers to be opposing coaches in a Super Bowl, spoke at their joint news conference of family and loyalty. And Ravens coach John Harbaugh says that does not just apply to his brother Jim.
We will continue to be fiercely loyal and protective of one another, but also of our teams.
And lest you think this is all about the men in the family, 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh says his mother was just as supportive.
She took us to games and played catch with us and shot baskets with us and just believed in us.
Asked if they would share a bear hug at the end of Sunday's game, both Harbaughs said they weren't even thinking about that yet, Lisa.
Ron, thanks. Former New York Mayor Ed Koch has died on the same day that a new documentary about him hits theaters.
Whenever I would fly home, there was the city of New York laid out before me. And I thought to myself, this belongs to me.
Koch, credited with rescuing New York City from financial ruin, he was 88. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 for our second hour. It's 8:05 in the morning on February the 1st. Gosh, we had that month. That month just flew by. Our numbers are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest today is our guest co-host, but he'll be our guest on for this hour, of course, is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. And I frankly thought the idea that one of our chat room guys had to say is that just sell it to PG&E and bank that money. And then just, you know, anyway, but. Okay.
Bad decision.
Carl. I just thought it was, you know, cause you and I had talked about it during the break and it came up on the chat room. So obviously there's other people thinking about it too.
They do. And okay. It would be a lot of short-term cash, short-term but that cash would run out quick and then you wouldn't have
especially
control.
Especially with this spend and spend mentality we have at City Hall.
It doesn't take long. The numbers are astonishing and they're staggering. And then you'd be left with not having the control over a publicly owned utility. So, you know, it's best the way that it is. That doesn't mean we're perfect and that doesn't mean there does need to be some changes.
Yeah.
That is why we now have an electric utility commission to help address some of these issues and then report to council.
And that's a completely different question we're going to have to get into at another time.
Another day.
Okay. We've got our Wells Fargo advisor and we're going to take our, Is he lined up already there, Bob? We've got two lines here.
Okay. Here's
which
what
one?
Happened. Josh went home sick. We have Susan Eastman.
Oh, Susan Eastman. Okay. Susan, good morning.
Wow. How are you?
Hey, you know what? You know, you are always ready.
I try.
Yeah. Well, you know.
well, stocks are rallying this morning. I don't even know if you know that.
Well, you know, I didn't know because what I saw earlier was that it was kind of like you're holding your own, but now they're going back up, huh?
Right. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 141 points at 14,001. The S&P 500 is up 12 points at 1510. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 24 points at 3,166. Active stocks on the big board, JP Morgan Chase, positive 64 cents, trading at 47.69. ExxonMobil down 9 pennies at 89.88. Coca-Cola up 41 cents, trading at 37.65. Over to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 5 cents at $72.80 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric down a penny at $42.62. Bank of Commerce up 5 cents, trading at $4.91. Over to commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $1,673. Silver positive 50 cents at $31. Crude oil, up 18 cents at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 here in the morning. And, you know, they're here to give us the latest on what's happening on Wall Street, what's happening in the commodities, the whole thing. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. If you want a great advice, or just stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello. That's Susan Eastman and Josh and Kathy and Chris and all the people down there at Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's go. Hey, Amy, good morning. What's our fitness tip for the week?
Good morning. So glad to be back.
Where were you?
Sick, guys, so sorry about that.
Where were you last week?
The last 2 weeks I've been down sick.
You know what, Amy? I'm not sure if you should be telling us you're sick. You're our fitness advisor here.
Well, I know, but my kids were coughing on me when I was reading to them, and they were sick, and then I just got it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what's the latest? Stay away from sick kids?
Yeah, pretty much. No, you got to give them lots of love, of course. But you got to make sure you're taking plenty of omega-3s. Hey, omega-3s and your D3s, guys, are going to help with your immunity, and that's something that I need to take more of is my D3. The omegas are great for fighting inflammation in your body and also great for your joints, your skin, and your hair. So make sure that every day you're taking your omega-3s and your D3s.
Are omegas the same thing as for as fish oil?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And in fact,
but you use that for cholesterol too, right?
Exactly, yeah. They help get rid of the bad fats in your body and help us increase those good fats. So and you had the option of doing capsules. And you could also do liquid. At the gym, we have these great DotFit capsules that go down really easy with a gentle lemon taste, so they're not hard to take. There's also liquids out there. I like Carlson's as a liquid, and that makes it really easy, too. You just pour it in a little, you know, one of those little medicine cups and take your dosage that way.
That's so probably easier than carrying that's probably easier than carrying a salmon around in your mouth, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, probably a little bit. But definitely during this time, we're still fighting cold season, so you got to get the D3s in to help keep that immunity, or sorry, the vitamin D in for the immunity, the omega-3 to help with everything else as far as inflammation,
okay,
fighting against heart disease and diabetes.
I want you in the future to take more omega vitamins and D3 because you've been sick and you're not listening
to
me here.
I know. You know what? I've been really good about my omega-3s, and I have to admit, I actually got low on my D3 or my vitamin D, and I wasn't up to par on my D3, which is probably why I got sick.
There you go. Amy, it's always a pleasure having you on, Amy.
Aw, I'm so glad to be back. It was so hard.
It was, yeah. We missed our fitness minute, and Linda's we're coming back in there. You probably heard. That, at least I am. Linda's always been in there. It's me. I just kind of wander through. I wave at you on my way to Yaks. So.
Yeah. As I go after you screaming.
Okay. This is Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, a great place to work out at and great people. Amy is just one of the great people that work down there.
Aww.
So we're glad you're back, Amy.
Thanks.
All right. Take care, hon.
All right, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Patrick Jones, Vice Mayor, is our guest, but he's taking that hat off for the next hour. We're going to be talking gun owners of California issues and gun owners of America, really, issues, because there are a lot of bills coming down the line to strip us of the rights that we have under the Constitution. Or at least in the first part, of course, is just restrict them just a little, but then once you start, when's it going to stop? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown.
And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. Nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Seven days a week, 24 hours a day. If it's an emergency, they'll get there. They'll make your house warm. They will keep it cool if it's hot out. That's Alliance Heating and Air. The local guy's been around since 1992. Good people. Go to homecomfort.org. For their website, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. And they can put in all types of systems, by the way, including that instant hot water thing.
On demand. They work great.
They do work great, and they will put those in for you, and they'll make some. They do quality work. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Patrick Jones, Vice Mayor. But now, take off that hat, and we're now going to do guns and Second Amendment. Gun Owners of California is getting ready to have a big soiree here next month.
We are. You know, this is going to be the year. I think 2013, it will be the year that we're going to call upon all gun owners throughout United States and certainly here in California that we're going to have to step up and protect our Second Amendment rights. We can no longer afford to sit back and do all the fun things that we do and work and all the other things that we do. We're going to have to take a little time out of our lives to help defend the Second Amendment. We're all guilty of not working on that as much as we should, including myself. It's important. And to me, I think of if the state had their way and if United States and this current administration had their way, would that be a world in which I would want to live? And I don't and I can't. And so we have to do something about it. So here in Reading, I'm proud to be the chairman for the Reading chapter of Gun Owners of California. We have our annual banquet. What's coming up is our fourth annual banquet on March 23rd at the VFW Hall. Doors open at 4:30. You can come by Jones's Fort and get tickets, or you can call Gun Owners of California, and they're online, and get tickets there as well. We're already halfway there. It's 250 people. It's an exclusive event where we're raising funds and giving away a lot of good American made only products. So all the guns, all the scopes, all the knives, all the backpacks, everything will be American made. And we're going to get this money right to Gun Owners of California, right into the halls of Sacramento where it does the most good.
Let's talk about this, it's going to be a great event. First of all, it's going to be the biggest one ever. But there's only 100 tickets left.
There's only 100 tickets left.
100 tickets left. And trust me, we've only been advertising this for a short time.
We've only put it out there for 30 days. Yeah. The building can only hold 250. And so I've really wanted to have people there that really understood what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise funds. Now, we're going to give away a lot of good products and reward people for stepping up with good American-made products. But at the same time, it is a fundraiser, and we need people to really think about we have to support the organizations that fight for us. And I tell you, in California, there is no better organization that fights in the halls of the Capitol in Sacramento than Gun Owners of California. And every time I go there, it's reiterated to me that they're the guys that are fighting. When you're going up against senators like Kevin DeLeon, you need a Sam, a Tim, and a Julie there to fight for you and others.
Okay, I want to take a quick break a little bit early here because I want to come back. I want to address Feinstein's bill.
Yes.
Because it's just incredibly it's incredibly inclusive, it seems. But I haven't looked at the fine print, and you have.
I have.
All right, let's go back. We'll be right back after these messages. Patrick Jones, the head of the Gun Owners of California. The Reading chapter is here. We're talking Second Amendment. We're talking about all the latest attack on the Second Amendment and by Senator Feinstein, limiting the people's right to own weapons who are law-abiding legal citizens of our country. We'll be right back.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale, going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors and the crew down there. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and all of the North State in such a great manner. Go down there, let your neighbors make great deals for you. If you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, new or previously owned, they've got one. And not only that, they take great pride in the way that they maintain the vehicles in their service department. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading, or give them a call, 530-223-2177. Our guest is Patrick Jones, heads up the Reading chapter of Gun Owners of California. Let's just go to the phones real quick here. Jim, good morning. You have a question for Patrick?
Yes, I did. Hey, Patrick, on that there funds that the staff people held, how do they, is there going to be a grand jury investigation on that? Because how do they know if that was actually $2 million or maybe $3 or $4 million?
Well, I suppose if you looked somewhere deep in the budget report that council did receive, that you could have probably have found that number somewhere deep in the report. I don't know of any council member that was aware that we had a $2 million savings from Stillwater. It certainly didn't come up when we were looking at any possibility of retrofits for the police facility. That information never came out. I was unaware of it, nor was I led to believe that we had any money left over from any project, let alone Stillwater. So, you know, you could have probably found it in a budget report somewhere, but it obviously simply appeared at an opportune time when staff made the decision to move forward with building a police facility and relocating police admin into City Hall. So it was disingenuous, to say the least. And I'm certainly concerned about it. I don't know if it rises to the level of a grand jury report or not.
Yeah, and the other thing is, where'd the funds go for the grazing on the grounds out there?
They go into the general fund, I'm sure. And that's a small, very small amount. You know, that's not a big amount.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, but thank you.
Thank you. All right, going back to Second Amendment here. Sandy Hook, that horrible tragedy, that atrocity there. So much press was given to the fact that this guy owned there was a Bushmaster and pistols and all this. But he never used a rifle in this, did he?
Well, and Carl, you know, if we're expecting to get the truth out of the national media, think again. You're not going to get the real facts. If they're going to ban assault weapons on a federal level, you need to have an assault weapon present. The fact of the matter is the horrible massacre was committed with handguns, not a long gun. There was a long gun apparently in the vehicle, but it was not used. But in order to push your agenda across the entire United States, you needed to have this evil assault weapon doing these dirty deeds. And once the truth comes out that a long gun was not used, it's hard to push for an assault weapon ban, but they forget those facts conveniently, and they move forward with a ban. In fact, Feinstein, what she did, and, you know, Feinstein is one of our two U.S. senators, so she does her work in Washington. What she does is work on bills that affect the entire country, so it's U.S. legislation, but she has introduced an assault weapon ban for 2013, and what it is part of the 1989 California assault weapon ban and part of the 2000 California assault weapon ban. So she has taken the two bans that we currently have in the United States or here in California. They're not found anywhere in the United States. They're only here in California. And then she's added a little bit more terminology to that, and then she's introduced that. What that would do is that would ban for sale, transfer, manufacture, or importation of all semi-automatic rifles that can accept a detached magazine and have at least one military feature, all semi-automatic pistols that can accept a detached magazine and have one military feature, and any semi-auto pistol that looks like a full-automatic pistol would be banned. It would be banned. All semi-automatic rifles and handguns that have a fixed magazine with the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds. And here's the big one, and there's other things in here, but here's the big one. She would give the Attorney General of the United States the authority to list specifically named guns and add them to that list at any time he deems necessary. And right now they call that 157 specifically named firearms, but it gives him the ability to add more. The same as the Attorney General in California in the 1989 Roberti Roos ban, the Attorney General has the authority to add at any time necessary that he feels appropriate, any firearm that he considers to be an assault weapon. That's totally his authority. He can do it, and you have 90 days to register that as a California assault weapon here in California. They'd have something similar to that in Washington. This is a very bad ban. This is bigger than anything we've seen in California, and it's in Washington now, so everybody needs to call and support NRA for the fight that they've got in Washington today. Now, it's been said that it may not pass Congress. We can't rely on that. We can't count on that.
Let me ask a question here. Any weapon that can be any weapon that can accept a detachable magazine and has one military aspect to it.
Keep in mind,
like a pistol. What would that be?
Well, in California, in the assault weapon ban of 2000, it was any centerfire semi-automatic rifle that had a detachable magazine and any one of the five following features. Here what they've done is, because they knew there were some loopholes in that they cut those loopholes down. And here they're saying not any centerfire semi-automatic. They're saying all semi-automatic rifles that can accept a detachable magazine and have just one feature. And that pretty much takes care of any of the HKs, any of the Daewoos, any of the ARs, any of the FNs.
My M14?
Your M14. So any of those types, because it's a center fire rifle that can accept a detached magazine.
What about my Browning or my Game Master from Remington? They accept a detachable magazine.
They do accept a detached magazine. Then it would be up to them to determine if there was any military feature that went along with that. And that is the scary part. There could be some semi-automatics that were spared, just like the California ban. But the problem is, once you start allowing them to define what is an evil, bad gun, then pretty soon it gets worse and worse and worse. Just like New York has said, now you can have a detachable magazine of no more than 7 rounds.
And but you can have but the magazine can hold more, but you can't have more than 7 in it.
Well, it's
yeah, it's idiotic.
As soon as you let them in the door, they will keep going down more and more and more. Before long, you will have no rights at all.
The governor of New York, his popularity has dropped over 25% since this gun bill came through, by the way.
The legislation that we have in California has been proven to be ineffective, and they've just simply regurgitated those two bans and then pushed it on to the federal level. The federal assault weapon ban that occurred under the Clinton administration in 1994 expired in 2004, and it was proven to be not successful. A gun is a gun. And what we really need to do is look at why the level of violence is in our society today. The longer that we keep looking at guns is every day longer that we're not addressing the real problem.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about this. Why do we need a high capacity magazine?
Great
and
point.
A semi-automatic weapon. Really?
Absolutely.
Why do you need something like this? Are you going to be hunting with it? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. The jobless rate edged up last month to 7.9% with 157,000 new jobs and other numbers revised upward.
The economy actually created an extra 422,000 jobs for the whole year 2012 for a grand total of 2.2 million new jobs.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes. Wall Street advancing on the news, the Dow up 128. It happened above 14,000 for the first time since October 2007. A suicide bomber attacked in U.S. Embassy in Turkey, killing himself and one other person, Vice President Joe Biden.
It was characterized by our embassy as a terrorist attack on our embassy in Ankara. To the best of our knowledge, there have been some injured. We don't have the detail yet.
Officials in Turkey think the bomber was linked to a left-wing militant group. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
you. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway. Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460 in our chat room. A lot of people in the chat room. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? What a great place to get a haircut. Take a step back in time. Great prices, great haircuts. Seniors and veterans get discounts. Man's last stronghold. It's a great place to get a haircut. The other thing I want to talk about is Maxwell's Eatery, right down the street here on Market Street. They're having a big Super Bowl party, and I tell you what, for $20 a ticket, and you know, they're not advertisers, but I really like these guys because they serve the best chicken wings in town. I mean it. The best chicken wings in town is at Maxwell's, but they're having a, Super Bowl party, big screen, $20, you get food, drink, the whole thing, but get, you know, head on down to Maxwell's on Sunday for the Super Bowl. Anyway, our guest, Patrick Jones, who of course is vice mayor of Reading, but we are talking Second Amendment here. Patrick, why do you need a semi-automatic weapon with a high capacity magazine? I mean, why does a citizen need this?
Well, let's make it a little more open than that. Why do we need detachable magazine on any firearm? Why do we need a 20-round magazine, a 30-round magazine, yeah, a 5-round magazine?
Why do we need that?
Why do we need that at all? And my question is that do we allow our government to dictate every aspect of our lives? We are free, we are law-abiding Americans, and we are gun owners. And we should have the right to choose whatever style or shape or size of magazine that we deem necessary for our pleasure or personal defense needs. It's just as simple as that. If we allow our government to say you can only have 10 rounds, which is what they've done in California, soon it'll be 7. Soon it'll be no detachable magazines at all. Soon it'll be limited to certain types of guns. Soon it'll be no repeating style firearms. And soon you'll have no firearms at all. And we know their intent. It is clear they are anti-gun and they want to take our guns away. You have to get your foot in the door. We should not tolerate government to this level of intrusion upon our lives, telling us, as if they know, what is good for us and what is not. Clearly, if you have criminal intent on your mind and you want to do something bad, you will do something bad whether you have a firearm, whether you use an airplane, whether you use a car, whether you use bomb or fire. If you're going to do something bad, you're going to do something bad. We need to address the real issues. If we think that by banning high-capacity magazines will solve criminal behavior, you're mistaken. It will not. It never has. It never will. We have full registration on machine guns since 1934 with a $200 a year tax. And does that change criminal behavior? No, it does not. People still fly airplanes into tall buildings and kill thousands of people. You can't ban firearms and change criminal behavior. It simply does not work. And if we allow our government to do that, we are going down a road where we end up going to have no freedom, and our Second Amendment has already been jeopardized and compromised too much. And we must stand firm on it. This was what was said back in 1989 in California, and it was absolutely true then, but most people didn't believe it. I believe today the vast majority of the public realize that these heinous acts are just that. They're heinous by criminals, and we need to deal with this criminal behavior. And the day that we begin to do that, we will reduce the violence in America by addressing the real core issues. We can't do it by banning magazines.
The Sheriff Pacinko wrote a letter to the Vice President and all the everybody that's associated with this, including Feinstein and others. He doesn't believe that any more restrictions on weapons ownership is going to work. That's not the root problem. The root problem is drugs. root problem is putting, you know, identifying these people and enforcing the laws, that any type of other restrictions is just not going to work. But what we have here is, my question is that for 30 plus years, as many others have, I've been in the service, and that in that time, in the ensuing years that I've been, you know, out and retired or doing other things in my life, I've never had a speeding ticket, parking ticket. There's no felonies in my background or in this. And yet the government wants to restrict me. And I just don't understand is why my government is afraid of me. I mean, I'm not a lawbreaker. I'm not going to go walk into a school. I'm not going to drive down the street. I'm not going to go into a restaurant and start shooting people. Why does the government fear me?
Well, Carl, they should fear you. It is the check and balance system, and they should fear a law-abiding armed gun owner of the United States. They should. Because when that fear is gone, when all the guns are gone and they have no fear of the people, you will see something that you do not like, and you will not have freedoms. They do need to fear us, and it's why we do need any type of firearm. It is an absolute fact that if you're going to be free, you have to be free. And we are free. And we have to keep it that way. It's such an important issue. I think it may be the issue of our time is the Second Amendment, freedom, the right of an individual to keep and bear arms, period. And that is important.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, you've got some statistics here showing a lot of these atrocities that have happened. Is the perpetrators on this are on drugs. On the same kind of drugs. And I've seen this going across the internet, but let's talk about that when we get back. Okay, my guest is Patrick Jones, heads up Gun Owners of California here in Redding. We've been talking about the Second Amendment and why should the government fear its citizens? And as Patrick Jones has said, they should fear. They should fear their citizens because once they have taken everything, there's no reason to. And that the Second Amendment is not about weapons, it's about control. We'll be right back.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Swift Properties, Premier West Bank, and Bar in Mudford.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We have something going for everybody. Thanks, Roger. Yeah, he was just here a couple minutes ago. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers, senior and veterans discounts, and competitive prices. Locally owned, family operated. What else can you ask for? Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Yeah, I just want to make one little last announcement here. That crab season is here, and they still have a few tickets left for the big crab feed from the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. And it's going to be, of course, down at in Anderson. It's the Shasta District Fairgrounds on Saturday. Doors open at 4 p.m. You can still get tickets, I believe, at 2280 Benton Drive or online. Or just call them at 244-0118, the Big Crab Feed. If you haven't been there, you are missing a great time. All right, Patrick Jones is our guest, and Patrick, Vice Mayor of town, but we're talking Second Amendment. Okay. But you have to be turned on first.
Thank you, Carl. If you don't think guns are going to be banned this year, take a look at AB 48, California Legislature, and of course, Senator Kevin DeLeon is a co-sponsor of that. And that's going to ban a variety of different types of magazines and how they're detached. But the real issue on AB 48 will be that all firearm ammunition gets reported to the Department of Justice.
Does that mean if I buy a box of 22s to go out there and plink with my grandson that I have to, I'm going to be reported?
That's right. This bill would require anyone in the state, prior to selling, transferring, or otherwise furnishing ammunition to an individual or business, must report the sale to Department of Justice.
What about that 50,000 rounds I have of 50 cal ammunition?
So do you think that's appropriate, Carl, that every round of ammunition?
No, I don't think it is. I don't like the idea of, I believe in background checks.
Correct.
I believe that there are people that shouldn't have a weapon.
Correct.
I mean, we all believe that.
We all believe felons,
people that are unbalanced.
Mental institutions.
That are, you know, all of these. I mean, I don't believe there should be restrictions. I do believe in gun control there. I don't believe that the government really needs to know how much ammunition I'm buying.
Carl,
or the guns I'm buying after, you know, after you do the background check, who cares?
The real issue here, and we've been selling firearms now in California for 50 years, and we've seen these laws creep up. We, as dealers here in California and throughout the entire United States, we believe in background checks everywhere. All firearms should have a background check instantly done. Either you're good or you're bad. If you don't have an appropriate background, you buy nothing.
No,
nothing. If you do, buy your gun, go home.
Enforce the laws.
And we believe in many of the things California already has in place. Mental institutions, mentally defective, anybody that has aggravated assaults within, you know, a time frame. There are things that we can all agree on and support, and we do. And dealers do support that. And we have complained years gone by when the public was not doing the same things that the dealers were with regards to background checks. Today, the transfers have to occur through a licensed firearm dealer in the state of California, and we agree with all those things.
I see no problem with that.
But when they go way beyond that to the point where we know that they want to restrict ammunition, the government wants to know every round you buy. And I ask this, Carl, is that going to be there for your benefit? Are you going, is the government there to help you in this case?
No.
They're going to use it against you. And they're going to profile you when you buy 500 rounds to go shoot squirrels up in McDowell or Cedarville. They're going to say, why do you need 500 rounds of ammunition? Well, the last I checked, we were free, and we should be able to buy any amount of ammunition that necessary.
And some people, you know, of course they take it to the worst case, and is that, oh, somebody's buying, he had 6,000 rounds of ammunition. Well, I tell you what. I do like to squirrel shoot. Anybody that listens to this show knows that we go up there a few times a year to go after those little cannibals up there.
And in certain light, Carl, you look like a large squirrel.
To These things you don't do in life. Remember those things that we talked about, Patrick? The two things you don't do?
I remember.
You want me to ask you hard questions and listen to you babble over there? No, of course not. Okay, Craig in the chat room wants to know that background checks for ammunition.
Yes.
Is that coming?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, if you take a look at before you can buy ammunition, take a look at AB 48, type it up on your computer, and that's an assembly bill, but it's then also co-sponsored by Senator Kevin De Leon, and you will have to have a background check before you buy ammunition.
Every time?
No, you'll get a card, and you have to pay a fee, you know, and that type of thing. And so, you know, it's just a constant thing of keep adding more and more and more restrictions. And the bottom line is, you know, I look back to that 1999 case at Columbine where the two kids that were on Paxil or Prozac or Zoloft or any number of one of these depressants, where they went to their school, they were being picked on, and they killed, you know, at least 10 people at their school. But you read their diary, and in their diary, they mentioned that if they didn't get their hands on some guns, they would have hijacked a plane and flown it into a tall building. Now, that didn't mean a lot back in 1999, but today, after 9/11, we know that here there were people that were intent on doing mayhem, and if they had not got their hands on some guns, they would have hijacked a plane. They would have done it another way, and they would have killed even more people. They could have killed hundreds or thousands of people until we address these core issues. Now, one interesting fact that you talked about earlier was what kind of drugs are some of our young people on? How long have they had exposure to Prozac and Paxil and Zoloft and all these other depressants and antidepressants? And there's lists here, and I have 4 pages of them in front of me.
Of what?
Of people that have done heinous crimes and the antidepressants that they were on. And I tell you, it's shocking.
Well, you know, the thing is, and we've got to take a break here, is that the people that are on this, this is like a 4-hour series that you talk about where it goes down to responsibility of parents in this. And the fact is that there's a, somebody sent me a column about a direct relationship between these drugs and depression and violence, either too much of the medicine or too little. They start coming down off it. And they weren't trying to draw a parallel between, you know, anybody shooting and all that, but these people are on this type, but there is a distinct relationship. So the question is at what point do you need to go and address this to doctors and care providers that, hey, these kind of drugs on people, the long range impact they have, because we start giving them these kids when they're 7, 6, 5 years old because they've got attention deficit disorder, which I'm still not sure what that is. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, it was along with Patrick Jones. We're talking the Dianne Feinstein's amendment or law to ban again weapons, and I hesitate to use the word assault weapons because a lot of the weapons she has on there, people are using right now for hunting. All right, we'll be right back. Small town girl,
living in a lonely world. Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives
from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission over the past 5 years has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the good news, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back. Yeah, welcome down. Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, you know, that song right there by Johnny Cash is important. When we say that we won't back down, you know, that's everybody. You know what? If you believe in something, don't back down. You fight for it. And, you know, in this case, Patrick Jones was talking about the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Constitution, my friends, it's all of it. It's all of that that you fight for because it has such a huge impact on you. And if, you know, if part of the, you know, it's like Dennis Miller says sometimes, you know, even though he's on our station and he says, well, I think both sides should come together. What are you willing to give? What are you willing to give? Well, Dennis, what part of your monologue are you willing to give? How about the way you attack Joe Biden? You call him all these names. Are you willing just to cut that out and because you no longer can say certain things? Of course not, because that's part of the First Amendment. So why would you give something up of the First Amendment to get something in the Second Amendment? How about the Fourth Amendment of unlawful seizure and searching of your domicile? How about that? How about they come in and have a law that says, well, you know what? It's, you can't have these weapons, but we have to have a way of enforcing it. So we're going to be able to come into your house and you better have those things in a safe or that's, you're breaking the law right there. Or they better be locked up completely or that's breaking the law right there, but we get to come in. These are things that I personally have a problem with is one, cause one leads the other in the whole guise of safety. I'm sorry, Patrick. I didn't mean to take your thunder here.
I like it when Carl gets excited. And
well,
I
you know what? Here's the thing is, I spent too much of my time and so many of my other friends that aren't here. They were killed doing this. And you all know, you all have friends like this, have stood on the walls and to keep our country safe. And we love this country and you just, why are you doing, you know, why do these things happen?
Well, and it's this type of emotion that we need gun owners to come forward and stand up today. You know, when I look at bills like SB 47 and AB 48, and SB 47 has to do with certain banning. And again, Senator Kevin De Leon is a co-author in this. And
banning
it's,
what?
It's banning assault weapons or what they're deeming. And they're going to make, they're going, this bill will reverse the provisions in the previous ban. And add more definitions to essentially weed out what they call the loopholes. And, you know, I've been hunting all my life, and in about 1985, I started hunting with a semi-automatic 308 because it was comfortable, it had light recoil, super reliable, and it is a military gun. And I found it to be my favorite rifle. And ever since that day, for the last 25 plus years, every game animal that I've ever killed and ever hunted has been with that rifle, partially because they say it has no good use. Everything that we like in military guns, they're tough, they're dependable, they're reliable. That's exactly what a hunter likes too. And when you look at sniper rifles, they're just deer hunting rifles. You can put every name to them that you want. You can call them assault weapons. You can call them sniper rifles. You can call them whatever you want. But a gun is a gun. And when we allow the government to start restricting us to the point, then we are no longer free. And the Constitution is clear. We have a right. We have a right, an individual right to keep and bear arms. And either we're going to stand up and hold firm and no compromise on the Second Amendment. And some will say, you know, that you have to give a little bit. You do not give on the Constitution. Our Sheriff Tom Bazinka was standing with us today He is standing with us here for the residents of Shasta County with all these other 7 or 8 or 9 Northern California sheriffs to say, we are going to support the Constitution. He's doing exactly what is necessary. The newspaper says that some of the talk is too harsh. And once again, I say, Bruce Ross, you're wrong. There is no compromise on the Second Amendment. There is no compromise on the Constitution, Carl.
All right, now tell us when the Gun Owners California banquet. And by the way, joint, and you know, my friends, how much are tickets?
Tickets, you have a single ticket for $80, and that includes dinner, a GOC hat, and of course, membership in GOC. A couple's tickets is $100, and then you can sponsor a whole table for $800, but you get $500 in raffle prizes, raffle tickets.
There you go. You know what? I urge all of y'all to, it's March 23rd.
March
23rd. Is to put together that $80, buy a ticket, and join us there. Join us there to make a stand and to help slow down this onslaught. Because, you know, when you say, why do you need to use, a hunting rifle that looks like that? Well, you know, why were they built like this? Why does military use them? Because they're easy to use, and they work. Maybe that's why, people like to shoot and hunt with them. All right. Patrick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate being here.
All right. On Monday, we have Enjoy Magazine coming in along with a few other groups, and we got a lot of people for next week. Just remember, and Linda's coming back. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. It's a part of Obamacare that doesn't sit well with religious groups, and the administration has just decided to tweak it. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
Facing multiple lawsuits, the Department of Health and Human Services proposes new rules on contraception coverage by church-run nonprofit organizations. The administration says the new rules provide an accommodation that allow their employees separate contraception coverage at no cost to the religious organization. Those that are self-insured or student plans would be able to put off that coverage to a third party. The new rules also contain a new definition of what groups qualify as a religious employer. There's no word yet on whether this will appease those groups that are resisting the previous rules. Pam?
Thanks, Mike. President Obama is losing another cabinet member. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu will leave once a successor is confirmed. It's being called an act of terror by the White House, a bomb blast at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, Turkey. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither monitoring live.